The most we can do to help our medical professionals during the COVID-19 outbreak is to stay at home and avoid going out to crowded locations where the virus can spread, because the longer we ignore the government's orders to stay at home, the longer we'll probably have to endure quarantines and movement restrictions. And that's not ideal for everyone, especially mothers who have to separate themselves from their beloved children. Khadija Ismail took to her Facebook account to showcase her son crying for her as she's forced to go into quarantine and distance herself from her family because of the fact that she's a doctor treating potential COVID-19 patients. https://www.worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/03/get/vid_89473440_5162774893050_2229324_n.mp4 She wrote, "This is my son crying as he wants to come closer to me, but I can only watch him cry as I have been advised to self-quarantine myself until my patient status is known. This is so heartbreaking. Please, Malaysians, please don't be selfish. Reveal your status, contact with the ill, travel history to the triaging counter truthfully. Stop traveling, stop mass gatherings, listen to RKKM. Updated, now that the government has issued the movement control order, please stay home. Don't go anywhere. Please help us fight this pandemic. We do not ask you to join us at the front lines, we simply ask you to stay at home." The adorable little boy can be seen in the arms of his father, as he cried and reached out his hand towards his mother who has quarantined herself on the top floor of their house. This heartbreaking scene proves how quickly we need the COVID-19 virus to be cured and how much we need to cooperate with medical professionals and the authorities by self-distancing and staying at home during this terrible time. If we all work together, the sooner Dr. Khadija can reunite with her family and the sooner others can too. Her posting has since garnered over 11,000 shares. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, man openly dug his nose, rubbed his face and spat on KTM floor multiple times. You have reached the end of this story.